Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Whiteflies can be a nuisance inside or out, and sometimes they can be surprisingly hard to get rid of. I'm Amy Grisak, a garden writer in Great Falls, Montana, and the pest patrol expert at plantersplace.com, and today I want to offer a few tips that you can use if whiteflies are driving you a little bit crazy. Now, once in a while, we'll have a white fly problem on a small scale. Sometimes during the winter, I'll find them on houseplants, and that's quickly remedied by putting the whole plant in the shower and blasting it with water. Once in a while, they'll also be on vegetable plants in the garden, but for the most part, they're little more than a nuisance around here. This is far from the reality in other parts of the country, though, where white flies can devastate plants and keep gardeners on the edge with the risk of potentially losing their crops. When a plant is infected by white flies, it receives a double whammy of problems. Not only do the white fly adults damage the plant by sucking the juices, literally sucking the life from them like the aphids do, the white flies are also vectors of disease. The piercing of the leaves makes the plants vulnerable to infection, plus the honeydew that the white fly secretes tend to create an ideal environment for fungus. So if you live in an area where white flies are an issue, you have to start early in the season to identify when they are present so you can meet them head-on with treatment. If you don't have time to inspect the underside of the leaves of each plant, place sticky traps in the garden early on in the season to keep tabs on their presence. Once you identify that they surely have arrived, be relentless. Wash the white flies off as often as you can. This includes the ants. The ants groom and protect the white flies just like they do the aphids because of the honeydew that the white flies secrete. Since they're protecting them from the jaws of the beneficial insects who feed upon them, this is not a good deal or a good thing, which is why you need to also deal with those ants. Make up a paste of borax and the powdered sugar and feed it to them if you find colonies nearby. If straight water isn't doing the trick, like I like to do with the shower, you can use insecticidal soap or a horticultural spray. The soap, which I need to point out, is not a detergent. You know, that's a big difference, and the soap is not going to harm the leaves like a detergent would. It removes the outer protection of the insects, and while the horticultural oil basically smothers them, the horticultural spray. And you also do not want to over-fertilize or prune your plants. You might think keeping the plant healthy and growing vigorously makes sense to battle the white flies, but they love the new growth, so they're going to benefit from it too. Use a time-release fertilizer, such as Osmocote, to feed the plants without encouraging rapid new growth. So you're keeping them healthy, but you're not giving them an over-the-top boost of anything that's really going to get them, kick them into gear too much. Or if you're using a liquid soluble fertilizer, keep it on schedule or possibly diminish just a little bit. Just you don't want that plant to go crazy on you. So if you really are having problems, one thing you can do is trying imichloroprid early in the season before the bees are on the blossom if you are absolutely desperate. This is a systemic insecticide that affects the nervous system of the pest. So when these sap-sucking insects, you know, such as the white flies or even the aphids, pierce the plant and ingest the juices, that's when they're dosed with the poison. It breaks down rather quickly when exposed to sunlight, but it does stay in the soil for a prolonged period of time. There's evidence it might be harmful to bees and other beneficial insects, so use it as a last resort. White flies, like the aphids, are one of those pests that aren't a big deal when you're dealing with a few. But with long, warm seasons, they breed prolifically, potentially overwhelming a garden. If you enjoy the benefits of a mild season, be ready for battle and go after them without fear and without giving up. So if you need more help on learning how to battle white flies, aphids, or any other pests that are bothering your garden, please visit us at plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planter's Place podcast.